This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Uber had a tough opening weekend in Portland, Oregon. The ride-sharing company launched in the city on Friday. Then yesterday, the city filed a lawsuit against Uber. City officials have pledged to throw the book at them. Aaron Mesh has been following this story for Willamette Week. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here, Ross.
Was this rapid-fire series of events a surprise?
You know, as the movie Anchorman says, that escalated quickly. It's been a slow process for Uber. Uber would in fact say that it's been a ridiculously slow process for them trying to get into the city of Portland's taxi market. But on Friday, they decided to preemptively begin operating cabs here without City Hall's permission, in fact defying our city council, and that was met with what, perhaps the expected reception from the city.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how city officials received the news that Uber was opening despite these warnings.
I would say not well. One of the city commissioners who runs the Transportation Bureau said that Uber was operating like a bunch of thugs. And there was an immediate pledge from both the mayor and the Transportation Commissioner, their names are Charlie Hales and Steve Novick, to crack down on Uber with both stings, fines, criminal penalties. Yesterday, the city said for the first time they warned that they may begin to impound drivers' cars. And then, as you mentioned, yesterday the city filed suit in Multnomah County Circuit Court. This is what's called an injunctive suit, meaning that what the city is seeking, although it is not so much damages, although they have suggested they may seek those as well, what they're seeking is an injunction from a judge that would keep Uber from being able to operate.
So they're going to court. Any sense of what happens next, Aaron?
You know, in many ways, the playbook in Portland looks astonishingly like the playbook in Las Vegas, Nevada. In the same way Uber decided to walk into or drive into Las Vegas, they came into Portland preemptively without permission. In the same way that the taxi commission in Las Vegas and the taxi commission here both said, no way, city officials cracked down. Uber continued to operate in Las Vegas despite crackdowns, fines, impounded cars. In fact, when cars were impounded in Las Vegas, Uber actually just went out and rented more cars from a car rental company for their drivers while they waited for their cars to get pulled out of hock. But what kept Uber out of Las Vegas ultimately, or at least for now, and Uber has pulled out of Las Vegas, one of the few cities in the West where they have left a market, was a court injunction that a judge ruled that they were not allowed to operate. And once a judge makes a ruling like that, it's very difficult for a company to continue to flout the law. So Uber is playing off the same playbook here that they played in Las Vegas as well. They have launched an online petition asking citizens in Portland to resoundingly tell Hales and Novick that they want their company in town. So it looks like it's going to be a court battle, and it looks like it's going to be one that doesn't resolve easily.
There was a less dramatic confrontation here, but while it was going on, people in Seattle, many spoke up and said, we like this service. How are Portlanders reacting to the news?
The Portlanders that I talk to are deeply divided on this. It's a really fun question because no matter how you look at it, people feel incredibly strongly about it, and it doesn't divide along obvious ideological lines. You have progressives and libertarians and conservatives all arguing about this in ways that are unusual, about the free market and about monopolies and about whether or not government should be able to regulate new companies for the safety of consumers, or whether or not those new markets are in fact something that would help the environment. I mean, you're seeing a debate that people aren't sure where they stand on it yet. And when those ideological lines haven't solidified, it makes for a far more interesting conversation. That doesn't mean, however, that everybody is open to thinking the other side is right. It's been a very people yell about this.
Aaron Mesh, news reporter for Willamette Week, telling us about the standoff between Uber, the car-sharing company, and the city of Portland, Oregon. This is The Record on KUOW.